Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Happy Saturday, everybody. I'm Adam Epstein. This is A-Wide Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. It is Championship Saturday in college football. If you want to hear my preview of UVA against Duke, you can rewind on the free Odyssey app. Download it today for free anywhere you get your apps at. It gives you the ability to rewind, pause the show, and then pick up right where you left off. We're live and local till 12 noon. Steve Zabin will take over. We'll bring on Michael Phillips at 11 a.m. Right now, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. So I told you what I'll be looking for specifically from Jaden Daniels tomorrow, right? The most important thing is that at 4 o'clock or 4:30, he's walking out of that stadium, he's walking out of that field healthy. No limp. No limp at all. No rubbing his shoulder, rubbing his arm. Jaden starting, playing, finishing, staying healthy. Like I said, he can have multiple interceptions, but as long as he finishes the game. Can't have any talk about him being injury prone. But I'll be looking for his pocket presence, how he reads the read option, completion percentage, and can he throw for 300 yards? This is a solid Vikings defense. And Washington has their full complement of receivers, their tight ends, their offensive line, running backs on the offensive side of the ball. There's really no excuses. Like, Adam Peters and Dan Quinn with Cliff Kingsbury envisioned this to be the offense. Now it's December 6th, and they envision this to be September 7th, when they took on the New York Giants. But hey, December 7th, let's whoop up on the Minnesota Vikings. But I would be okay with a win, because I'm not in on the tank for a better draft pick. I want to see my team win. But here is really what I'll be rooting for. A-Wad of A-Wad Radio wants to see the Commanders take a third consecutive overtime defeat. It's becoming a bit. Let's just find another way to lose in overtime. Let's just do it. Let's find another way to lose in overtime. Against the Miami Dolphins, we had the victory. Should have won in regulation. Get to overtime, Marcus Mariota throws a pick. Miami gets a field goal range, they win it. All right, let's go to the Broncos game. We should have won it in regulation. The refs screwed us. We had a chance. They should have had more chances. Should have had more time and not having to kick the field goal. Go to overtime, and Denver's offense, who in the fourth quarter had four possessions and went interception to Bobby Wagner, three and out punt, seven play punt, three and out punt. Those are their four possessions in overtime, in regulation. Then they wake up for overtime, go right down the field. It was like five plays, 70 plus yards, and they get in the end zone. All right, we're going to find a new way to lose. Marcus Mariota to Terry McLaurin. No, it's called back. Marcus to Debo is down to the one. On fourth down, Marcus to Terry McLaurin. And then we miss it with the two-point conversion. I do want to say this. I think we deserve to lose that game because we ran a pick play in overtime on the two-point conversion with the game on the line. I hate that. I hate it so much. The Cowboys got burnt by that, right? When they ran their pick play on the most important play, and Pickens got called for the pick. And it was a 10-yard loss, and then they never got the first down. Like, I hate that stuff. I think Cliff Kingsbury is a good enough offense coordinator that he could have designed a scheme in which McLaurin gets open, or Ertz gets a one-on-one, or a crossing route. Like, I'm okay with a crossing route where they kind of rub next to each other, but the obvious design pick routes I hate. So I kind of think we deserve to lose on that. And Mariota, of course he couldn't lob it above Benito. He had to kind of bullet it, because that's who he is. He doesn't have that touch. That's the one thing really missing in his game. You could see it, because he has a dumb play every week where he just kind of freaks out and just throws it up. But I want to find another way to lose in overtime. I'm not a tank for draft picks guy. If Washington accidentally wins against Minnesota, I'll be super happy and totally enjoy it. But I'm rooting for another overtime loss. That's the bit that I'm rooting for. I love the effort that we played with. So much fun last week. Like, I had a friend tell me that was the most fun he had all season long, even in a defeat. And I kind of understand where he's coming from here. We had not showed up for our primetime games. Week two, it looked awful against the Packers, right? Primetime against the Bears, we dropped the football. Primetime against the Chiefs, we no-showed for the second half. Primetime against the Seahawks, we were embarrassed. That was the most fun we've had in a long time watching that game. And there was a moment in that Broncos game against the Commanders where I thought to myself, I said, the records don't matter. This is just a good football game. This is two good football teams going at each other. That's what it looked like. That's what I want to see again this weekend. Us to look good. And yeah, I'm cool with us finding another way to have a heartbreaking loss in overtime. Let's continue the bit. Let's lose every game in overtime. And so that as a fan base, we get to watch extra football. More importantly, we get to watch football that matters in the month of December, right? Because it's eliminated. The outcome doesn't really matter. But in the heat of the moment, the players aren't thinking about that on either side. They're going out there to try to win. And as a fan, I mean, it was just so entertaining to see a back-and-forth game. And then you go into late into the fourth quarter and it's undecided. And then into overtime. That's what I would like to see. That's what I would like to see. I really think, you know, it's not like we haven't ended this losing streak. We haven't, all right? But I do think that we have some momentum here. The way we played against the Dolphins, the way we played against the Denver Broncos after the bye week, we've got some momentum building for a team that has taken losses here. I like the way we've played. I really do. I think there's no give up in that locker room. There's still a lot of fight. There's still a lot of guys that are trying to prove something, whether they're young guys or older guys. We've created a second chance opportunity once again with guys like Treylon Burks and others that are, you know, one team's trash, another team's treasure, kind of. I just love the culture that Dan Quinn has created. I'm such a Dan Quinn fan. I really am. I'm riding with him. I know there was a point this season when everybody kind of wanted him fired already. And it's not like we've ended the losing streak, but you've seen a difference. I think you are crazy if you could tell me that you didn't see a defense that looks different with Dan Quinn. I think you're crazy. The effort, the play calling, the commitment to stopping the edge rushing, to getting some kind of a red zone stand every once in a while, just more fight, more effort, more discipline, better tackling. Loved what they've gotten out of the defense in the last few weeks here. And the offense is kind of building something. There's been much more of a commitment to the running game. And I think that's why you've seen improved offensive line play. Like, Logan Paulson talks about this all the time. Every former NFL player talks about how tough it is for an offensive line when you're pass protecting over and over and over again 35, 40 times a game. They love to push forward and to block upfield and to get some running game going. And it's pretty obvious. We get the running game going, then all of a sudden the receivers have some more cushion. And of course, getting McLaurin back is going to help our quarterback get rid of the ball. And I think we've gotten some decent play out of Treylon Burks. We were the most desperate team in the league for wide receiver help. All of a sudden we get a guy making an Odell Beckham play on Sunday Night Football. God answered our call. I don't know if he's going to be part of our future here, but I'd love to give him the opportunity to go and win a job here in Washington throughout the rest of the season. This is what this is about, experimenting with things, but putting together an ultimate fight. And the end of the day, an overtime loss is cool with me. Let's do it again tomorrow against Minnesota. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 1067 The Fan. AWADDRADIO. I appreciate Alex and Caleb and Eddie letting me know that they're listening on Twitter. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. It may be week 14 of the National Football League regular season, but Washington, for the first time all season, is going to have the full offense that this front office desired in the offseason. They're going to have Sam Cosmi back, right? Didn't have that to start the season. Jaden with Rodriguez, with McLaurin, with Debo, with Noah Brown. Noah Brown set to play? What? We're going to see him in action? No way. Treylon Burks, Zach Ertz coming off one of his best games. Now, I'm still desperate to see more from Ben Sennett than Colson Yankoff. They got to get Sennett involved here and continue to get the young guys like Jalen Lane involved as well. But this is what I want to see. You're coming off a game in which you really did run the ball well. The offensive line had a good game, and Cliff had maybe his best play-calling game. Now you get your quarterback back with the momentum that you built last week on the offensive side of the ball. I want to see him go out and score 30. What are you looking for from Washington tomorrow against the Minnesota Vikings? 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. I'd like to make this the most interactive radio show possible. 1-800-636-1067. Or tweet us at AWOD Radio. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. Let's go to Mark in Largo. What's up, Mark? You're on the Fan with AWOD.
Hey, what's up, AWOD? How you doing, man?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I can't complain. Look,
nice.
I totally agree with you on what Adam has done as far as receiving his is going. And as far as Treylon Burks, I mean, I would give him a chance. I mean, this offseason, I would definitely give him a chance. He can't be less dependable than Noah Brown. Like you just said, if Noah Brown is going to play, I mean, if not. But my thing is, if it's going to move Treylon Burks down to play Noah, I don't know if that's a good idea. I mean, that's just me. I would rather see Treylon Burks because he's 25 and you know, that there potentially could be something there with him than to see someone who's often injured. Look, let's just say Noah Brown, he made a great catch last year in the Hail Mary, and that was great. But outside of that, it's done absolutely nothing. I mean, it's put up for shut-up time, really. If he plays, fine. If he doesn't, you know, you got to play the kid. You got to play Treylon Burks because I think he has dimension that I think that when Noah's healthy, yeah, he's there, but how often is he healthy?
Mark, I think they're going to both get plenty of snaps because McLaurin still won't play all the snaps. So I think they're both going to get the opportunity. But the thing is about Burks is this is the excitement from last year again, this second chance opportunity where Burks is one of those guys where he knows no other team's going to take a shot on him unless he plays well in Washington.
I agree. And that's why I think if you're watching, and because of his age, you want to hold on to him because his upside can be tremendous. Remember, he was a first-round pick 3 years ago. So with his age and his size at 6'2", almost 6'3", you want to hold on to that. You want to hold on. I'm not saying to Noah Brown you can't. It's just Noah Brown hasn't been available. I mean, you know, it's he wasn't even available during the playoff run we had last year. So, I mean, we are really I mean, I agree with you, but it's kind of like he's made out of glass, and I think it's not going to be a matter of time before you see him maybe go out there and maybe something happens and you see Treylon Burks in there for most of the game and stuff, which is not bad for me. I think they just have to address – look, the number one thing they need to do this offseason, look, they need to address the defense. Don't get me wrong. You need to get linebackers, and we're going to see what Drake Jackson can do. But you need to get toys around for Jaden. Jaden's got to have more toys, you know, like I've said repeatedly, because if he has more toys, then he doesn't have to do everything. He doesn't feel like, I ain't got the receivers, I ain't got the tight end, got to see what I can do. And here's the other thing. I agree with you, Ben Sennett. I don't know if it's the coaching staff or management that just does, they're not very high on him. But if you're not, then you're going to have to address that this offseason as well, too.
Mark, let me ask you a question. Would you be interested in Isaiah Likely?
Let me ask you a better question. Would you like Kyle Pitts?
Yeah, I would. I think that there's going to be a tight end this offseason that is ready for a new contract, and then Washington should overpay a few million to get because we need to upgrade at that position.
If you could get Kyle Pitts, that would open up everything for Terry. And if you bring back Treylon Burks, because you're set a defense offensive line, I still think they should play Brandon Coleman at left guard. I think Chris Paul has done well, but you got to see if Brandon Coleman can play, man. If you put Brandon Coleman in at left guard, can you imagine the massive size you would have on the offensive line? Coleman is 6'6", and Cosby is 6'7". I mean, yeah, I like Likely, and I like Likely a little bit better than I like Pitts because he's more dependable, but I love Kyle Pitts.
Yeah.
And Cal does not have a lot of miles on him. And he, too, is also 25. He'll be 26 next year, too. You can get him. Again, that opens up your offense to a lot of things. A lot of things. Because the tight end position is the toughest position to cover. That's why Tom Brady was able to win 3 more Super Bowls. Because he had Gronk. Gronk was unguardable.
No, I'm with you. Good call, Mark. Appreciate you chiming in.
All right,
tight
bro.
End's certainly going to be a position that they have to upgrade in the offseason. And of course, wide receivers in that list also. Like, Terry McLaurin, Deebo, Noah Brown, Treylon Burks, Jalen Lane, Luke McCaffrey. That's six decent receivers right there, pretty good ones, but I still think we need another weapon for Jaden Daniels. And if we're not going to draft a rookie wide receiver, I'd love to do what Washington did like 10 years ago, the way they brought in Pierre Garçon when he was up for a new contract. Like, he was the number two with Peyton Manning. Then we brought on Garçon. He became like our number one. And maybe wasn't the best number one at all in the NFL or even in the NFC East, but he was the number one in Washington. We just need another playmaker on the outside for Jaden. Or you spend extra to make that tight end be your guy, likely. Kyle Pitts. There's going to be a free agent tight end that is better than Zach Ertz. Ertz is older. He doesn't get yards after catch as much as he did anymore. Now, look, he's having a solid season, all right? He's having a better season than a lot of tight ends in the league. But I still think that's absolutely a position that we can upgrade in the offseason. And, you know, I'm so disappointed with what's happened with Brandon Coleman. I've interviewed him a few times. I'm a big fan of Brandon Coleman. Really am. I think that what he did last year in Washington is underrated. To come in as a rookie and start basically the entire season as left tackle for a team that makes it all the way to the conference championship game. And he was drafted too high to end up being this team's sixth offensive lineman that comes in for gimmicky plays. Like, that's not good enough. And I don't know why he can't really see the field. I understand they're trying to create chemistry on the offensive line. And I understand he had a bad game. I think it was against the Packers. That's kind of when he lost his spot. But you'd think with the season out of reach here that they would give him another opportunity to earn his spot back once again. But at left tackle, Laremy Tunsil's been playing much better. At right tackle, Josh Connerly has improved over the last few weeks. And I do think at the guard position, we're starting to see the Sam Cosmi that we all fell in love with the last few years for the Washington Commanders. Just need this offensive line to stay together, stay healthy, and now play 5-6 games at the end of the season here together and come together and be playing their best football so that we start next year and that's not a setback at all. That needs to be an elite group. It does. It does. For Jaden Daniels to have the most success in his career, he needs to be protected by this offensive line. It's not just the rest of this season and tomorrow, but all of next season. And I think there's a chance that this team maybe even drafts another offensive lineman. Do they draft a left guard to replace Chris Paul if Brandon Coleman's not that? Do they draft a center of the future behind Tyler Biadasz and work him in? Offensive line, got to dominate in the trenches. And this offensive line has been weak for a lot of this season. Weak for a lot of this season. Now, they've been playing a lot better as of late. And I think they had a good game plan against Denver. This will be a good defense then against the Minnesota Vikings. We'll see if they can keep Jaden Daniels upright and healthy. Phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Ellis in D.C. What's up, Ellis?
What's going on, A-Wad? How are you feeling?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm pretty good. What do you think about Jerry Jeudy?
I was a bigger fan in college. Has he done enough this year that you'd be excited for him?
No, but I also think he's not playing with much over there. I think he's probably unhappy over there.
Yeah.
I think, you know, pair him with Jaden Daniels, and he probably would shine. He'd probably show that Pro Bowl talent that he has.
Yeah. Look, I believe in Adam Peters. And like I said about tight end, there's going to be a receiver that's up for a new contract that we need Adam to identify as a guy that hasn't been getting the touches or hasn't been getting the looks that he needs to excel. And maybe Jeudy is that guy. I wouldn't be against it.
Right, right. I also think our tight end of the future is already on the roster. I think John Bates just needs to be the full-time tight end. He blocks like an offensive lineman. He catches the ball. And I actually think when we put Ertz in the game, I've said this before, that it's a tell. The other team knows when we're running the ball. They know when we're passing it. Because Ertz can't block worth a damn.
I'm a big fan of John Bates. I called him this season's X Factor, and he hasn't been healthy enough to make a big enough impact. But he is one of the best blockers in the league. I just think Here's the problem is you see what Evan Engram brought for the Broncos. Like, we need speed at the tight end position. and he's not fast enough.
Why is that? Gronk was never the fastest person, and he's going in the Hall of Fame, right?
Yeah, maybe, but Gronk did have, like, breakaway speed. Like, he was deceptively quick also.
Yeah, I guess, like, a little bit. But I think that the threat of run and pass is what you need, and when you don't have that with Ertz or some of these other tight ends, like, you know, you got that with a Brock Bowers, who, yeah, you know, is a beast on both ends. But I disagree with you on Coleman. I think this year, especially the last two games, the Miami game and the Denver game, when they put Coleman in the game as a sixth lineman, he's been dominant. He's been, like, pushing dudes off the line. But that's not what he was drafted for.
Like, so what I'm saying is, all right, are they going to do that for this year and then get him back in the starting lineup next year? Because he was drafted too high to just be a sixth guy.
Maybe. I think our line right now is so full that competitiveness. I think he's hungry to get back in the starting lineup.
Yeah.
Which is why he's playing so hard when he gets in. So I love the competition that they've created with him and Paul. And I even love that while he's on the bench, right, it gives us depth. Like, I'm okay with him just fighting for that starting spot. Don't give anybody nothing. Make them earn it.
I think you're making a great point. I do love the competition aspect, and that's a good point with Wiley as well. I mean, he's a Super Bowl champion that's trying to get an opportunity when he can. So I see what you're saying there about Coleman. I want him to be the starting guard moving forward next season.
Right.
But if he's dominant as a sixth offensive lineman, that's a good job in his role, but hopefully it can improve next season.
Maybe. Let's see where the cards fall. But I think our offensive line is getting close to being back on that championship hog level. So I'm going to keep looking out for that.
Yeah. I love your optimism, man. It's been too tough of a season for me to say they're getting back to the hogs level, but there's a lot of guys that I like on the offensive line. I really do like that, what we're building on the right side with Beatus, Cosme, and Josh Connerly. Appreciate the call, man.
All right, have a good one.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD, live and local here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980, always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. And we've been talking about the Commanders who are taking on the Vikings tomorrow and will have the full offense, basically, that this front office envisioned. And I think this is a good test. Maybe a great test because it is a solid Vikings defense. A litmus test for what positions we will absolutely need to improve on next year. I'd love to see what our offense can do against the Vikings, and we'll see what the weaknesses are. But you've got your offensive line of full, everybody you want there, including a 6-1 in Brandon Coleman. You got your running backs. Chris Rodriguez has ran so well. McNichols, pretty even better. I am such a McNichols fan. He needs to be back next year. Zach Ertz playing well, playing better at tight end, had his probably his best game of the season. So what do you want to see from the offense? I think we will be able to know at the end of this Vikings game like what the biggest offensive position of need is. We all thought it was wide receiver. Now Treylon Burks made a play. Noah Brown's going to be back. Terry McLaurin's back. I still think we need help at wide receiver, but I can't wait to see what the full weapons that they envisioned Jaden would have for his sophomore season plays like. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-800-636-1067. Paul in Rockville. What's up, Paul?
Hey, good morning. Before I get to the toy that I think that I'd like for Jaden, I really am jealous every time I watch the Eagles of that defensive line, even their offensive line. I think they're missing Jason Kelce, but I like Howie Roseman's formula of like the trenches. So I'm jealous of the defensive line, and I think it just helps everyone on the back end. But as far
can we say something though about that Eagles defensive line?
Yeah, go ahead.
They got destroyed by the Bears. I can't believe it. Like, they got destroyed by the Bears, that defensive line. Now, I'm still a fan of everybody on their defensive line, like Carter, but that was the worst game they've played together probably ever. They gave up 281 yards on the ground. Monunga and DeAndre Swift
destroyed
them.
I just don't think we know what's going on in the locker room, because I think there's a lot of talent. I would take, if you went 11-11 on both sides, I would take a lot of their talent on each side of the ball. I'm hoping, I mean, probably for them it's an anomaly, and there's something going on that we can't put our finger on with that team. But let's move on to my toy.
Yeah.
Chig Okonkwo from the Titans, I would want to get out of there. I just think that's a disaster of an organization, regardless of Cam Ward. He's an unrestricted free agent, 6'3", good yards after the catch, still 26 years old. I think he would be a fantastic toy in this offense.
Yeah, kid went to Maryland and ended up being a fourth-round pick. Look, I'm interested. I really am. I'm not sure that he would be our tight end number one. You think he'd immediately be an upgrade over Ertz?
100%. Ertz, there's no yards after the catch with Ertz. I think if you just look at age, I think 26, he's good. You know, he's been underused. He's this fantastic toy that you just don't have an offense. You have a horrible organization. If you just think of the quarterbacks in the time frame that he's been there for Maryland, it's dreadful. There's so much potential with the kid. He's unrestricted free agent. Young, can really get after it after a catch versus just kind of like falling down and stumbling and bumbling. I mean, if Zach Ertz, his whatever, his 11th, 12th, 13th year in his career is your best option, that's a problem. So, yeah. I mean, I think that's why people are throwing that, you know, whether it's Kyle Pitts or whomever. I think that's why people are saying, hey, this will be an area, because who the hell knows what's going on with Ben Sinnott.
My only question about Okonkwo is it does look like I'm seeing quite amount of drops each year.
Yeah.
But maybe he's just had awful quarterback play, you know?
All right. Oh, look, a drop's a drop. But I agree with you. I don't know enough about it, but I'm a Terp. Let me
disclose that. I follow him a lot. I'm going to the Maryland soccer game today. They're in the Elite Eight. But I follow him, and I'm just like, that kid should get out of there. I think he's a big talent, and I think there's a lot of teams that would love to have him on. So as we're throwing around the idea of a new toy to replace Ertz or upgrade. I wish he was a little taller, but he's really good after the catch, and I think in the offense that we have in Cliff's offense, there's a lot of opportunity to catch and run.
Paul, let me ask you something here. Do you still trust Adam Peters to identify that tight end of the future this offseason?
I'm not going to lie, in this sophomore year of where we're at and what we've done, I think it's almost like he thought he had his team, that he had assembled the right team the first year, and I thought that there's a lot of parts missing this year across the board, but both sides. That, you know, look, I'm going to give him a pass because it's second year, but when I see Howie Roseman always kind of getting the rich getting richer and keep making these deals, like, that's the kind of stuff I want here in Washington. But he's not alone. Look at Buffalo. Buffalo hasn't done damn thing on the defensive side of the ball, and they have this guy Josh Allen sitting back there, and you've gone through the trade deadline. You've had free agency, even in drafting, and they're getting their ass kicked on the defensive side. So not everyone's amazing, but look, it's his second year. I'm going to give him a little bit of a pass, but you're watching to see. I don't want old guys. I don't want guys on the other side. Look, Wagner's a nice guy, but he can't. He's good in the gaps, but if I was a tight end, I would be licking my chops or a running back out of the backfield. There's no way that guy can cover me. So at some point, there's a lot of things that we need to turn over, and this was sort of patchwork as he got in here. But I think in this third year, you need to see some significant moves that have immediate impact. If they don't have immediate impact, then you're going to start to question a lot of his eye for talent and so forth.
Oh, 100%. I still believe in him, but this will be the most difficult offseason he's had since he got here. It's not a number two overall pick quarterback staring him in the face, and it's not like you just made it to the conference championship game where you can go no wrong. Like, everybody's disappointed with this season. He's got to nail the draft picks. He's got to nail the free agents. I believe
in
him.
Injuries are a big part of this. Injuries are definitely a big part of it, but I don't know. Like, you know, the kid Medrano, like, if people are talking, like, throw these kids out here. What the hell you have to lose at this point, you know? See what you have.
Ben Sennett. So. Ben Sennett's at the top of my list.
I'm still thinking about his yards after the catch in the preseason game. And everyone's like, oh, my God, look what we have. And the guy's been, you know, sitting on the bench. It's frustrating.
And it is, and especially because this is year two. Like, you're not going to go into next year with Zach Ertz and Ben Sennett. You can't do that if you're Adam Peters. You have to go and take a shot on another tight end.
Totally agree, Adam.
Yeah. Good call, man. Appreciate you chiming in.
All right, see ya.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. I'm surprised we haven't had more calls about Jaden Daniels making his return, what you're looking forward to seeing from JD5. I mean, he makes Sundays so much better. I told you guys earlier, I'm desperate for him just to stay healthy, stay on the field, but also to give us more than mediocre quarterback play that I think Mariota has. You know, nothing against Mariota for his execution, but every game he has one play where you're scratching your head, or one play where you're like, that's why he's a career backup. And it's happened every week. I like him a lot, and I think he is a great backup, but I'm ready to get great quarterback play once again from JD5. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Welcome back. What up, what up? It's AWOD, live and local. Here on a Saturday, December 6th, just after 10:45 a.m., you're listening to DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 9:10 a.m., 105.1 FM. Steve Zabins coming up at 12 noon. We'll bring on Michael Phillips, MP on the mic, at 11 a.m. Phone lines are open right now, 1-800-636-1067. It may be week 14 the NFL regular season, but Washington, who made it to the conference championship last year, finally has their desired lineup on the offensive side of the ball for this season. One of the most explosive offenses from last season gets its talent back. It's wide receivers, it's O-line, and it's quarterback. Can they deliver on the big stage in Minnesota? I think we'd all love to see Jaden in the offense score 30+. What do you want to see? Phone lines are open, 1-800-636 1067. Let's go to Pete in Bladensburg. What's up, Pete?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
What I'd like to see with Jaden this year is actually put on a little bit of muscle mass, maybe 20 pounds in off season. I just worry about his running. You know, I think earliest when season started, everybody thought maybe he was in the gym a little, but he really needs to put on. I would feel our investment would be protected if he put on about 20 pounds of muscle mass. What do you think?
No, I'm with you. I'm with you, and I want to see him run less and be able to really air it out downfield. That's why one of the things I called for is, can we get a 300-yard passing game? Only one in his career, and that was the Hail Mary game.
Yeah, you know, I mean, when we looked at Drake May going after him, we knew he was a bigger kid, a little younger, but everybody was a little worried about Jaden with the durability. We love everything we see, and we love him to death, but I really like to see him put on some muscle. I think he'd feel better, too.
Yeah, durability is going to be everything for him in his career. Good call, Pete. Appreciate you chiming in. I mean, look, he's worked out. He's worked with the VR headset. He had that incredible rookie season in which it just felt like he was a step ahead of everyone. He was processing so quickly, and I think his processing slowed down as he started to deal with injuries. Like, I think he played his worst when he was trying to play through the pain in Green Bay and play through the pain in Dallas, and then he got hurt in that Seattle game there, and it's just he's been in and out of the lineup, but I think it's affected his timing. And it's affected his preparation and practice. Practicing is so important. I keep going back to last year. This team was on a 3-game losing streak. Brian Robinson Jr. said to the media, we have lost our rhythm and our timing because we haven't been able to get together on the practice field. Like that, it was pretty obvious that anybody was watching. They executed at a high level in practice, and then you see that in the game. The biggest game of the year last year, Jaden Daniels finds Jamison Crowder in the back of the end zone. What did he say? Oh, at practice on Friday, we ran that play successfully. They need to practice together to then play together well. Let's go to Andy in Sterling. Andy, you're on the Fan with AWOD.
Good morning, Adam. Hey, man, I unlike you, I don't share your love for Adam Peters. I don't share love like you do for Adam Peters. You got to remember, Adam Peters was part of the brain trust for the 49ers. They gave up 3 number ones for Trey Lance.
Yep.
He was also the guy who, during the draft, said that his third choice as a quarterback after Caleb Williams and Jaden was J.J. McCarthy. Can you imagine if we had dropped down a spot, we would have been stuck with J.J. McCarthy over Drake May? The guy, what has he done in his two previous drafts? That first draft he had multiple picks, and what did he, how many full time starters did we have out of both those drafts? On top of that, he ran off just about every player that the previous regime under the previous coach had drafted. You got rid of Cam Curl, you got rid of Jeremy Chinn. I would love to have had those two safeties still on the team and gave them up for, and basically signed a couple to replace them for about the same amount of money. It's almost like he made a concerted effort to drive off every draft choice that the previous regime had made.
Well, that's my thing, Andy, is I understand your frustration with Adam Peters. I have that same frustration times 1,000 for the Ron Rivera staff. And even before that, when it was Scott McLuhan or Bruce Al, like, I hated every general manager we've had since Charlie Casserly. Like, I hated all of them. And so, for me, Peters, just breathing is better than those guys.
That may be true, but I swear, you gave up a number two for Senate, and you've barely played him. My God, what a wasted pick. I would love to know what other players were available at number two that we could have had and didn't pick because, for some reason, he saw the greatest tight end coming out of college in Senate. You know what? The guy, you know, I'm really tired of all this praise directed of Adam Peters. He basically has allowed
this
team.
Hold on, Andy, you have to understand why people are hyping him up. Last year was the greatest season of my lifetime. I'm 32 years old. The greatest season of my lifetime. So, of course, we're going to praise the general manager in charge of that.
But, Adam, don't you feel that was last year was kind of fluky? Yeah, what I compare the Commanders this year is what happened to the Bears this year. If we had beaten the Bears this year when Jaden fumbled that ball, I believe the Bears would have been sunk the rest of the season. We got on a roll last year because Noah Brown caught that touchdown.
Yeah.
Everything that could have happened right last year happened for the Commanders. Everything that went bad this year happened to the Commanders, just like what happened to the Bears that last year.
No,
don't you agree?
I kind of do. I really do. I mean, we were on a roll last year, and once you're on a roll and you got the momentum, things are just easier, and we end up winning all these close games. This year, it's been the opposite. The momentum has been the losing streak, and although the losing streak hasn't ended, I do think we're turning the momentum in the last few weeks.
Adam, one last thing.
Mm-hmm.
Peters, for whatever reason, hates to spend money on legitimate.
Well, I think he's setting up to spend big this summer. That's my take on that.
Man, I hope so, man, because he acts like he's spending his own money.
Yeah.
All right, man, thanks.
Good call, Andy. Appreciate you chiming in. Let's go to Kevin in RVA. Kevin in Richmond. We love our Richmond callers. That's where you can check me out Monday through Friday from 12 to 3 p.m. We're streaming on 910 in Richmond right now. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, Adam, thanks for taking my call. I just want to talk a little bit off of that last caller, Andy's. I don't really agree with anything that he says, but I think kind of hit it on the head there with like the whole season turned around on that Bears game. There's this weird juju that both of these teams have that when we play each other, either one rises or one falls. And I think it's true that happened this year that we haven't won a game since then. And I know that the Bears didn't win a game until the last game of the season after we beat them. So there is something weird about the Bears. But I disagree. I think Adam Peters is definitely still the man, and we got to trust, put all of our chips in with him.
I mean, I understand people complaining because, like I said, it was the greatest season of my life, and now this season's been an utter disaster. It's been a failure on all levels, right? I mean, when this season started, we said the floor of this season needs to be just a playoff berth, right? Everybody wanted a conference championship, a Super Bowl, a division championship. I said just a playoff berth. And we're not technically eliminated, but it's not happening. So it is a failure. So I understand why people are upset with Adam Peters, but we can't overlook what he did when he got here, giving us the best season in 30 years.
Yeah, my whole thing is Adam Peters knows how to turn a bad team good, but he doesn't know how to keep a good team good. You know, so now we know that we're a bad team, so maybe he'll be able to resurrect it like he did 2 years ago. And I'm excited. I think we're in the top. You know, I hate already talking about, you know, free agency or the draft positioning of next year, but you kind of got it when there's a 1% chance of going into the playoffs. But I think we do have, like, the top cap space and free agency. You know, we're going to spend. It was his first full offseason. He wanted to be, you know, cautious, not giving all the money to Terry. But I'm excited. But, I mean, whatever. I don't want to talk about next season. I'm excited just to see Jaden back with all the tools. I can't believe Noah Brown's back. I think it's hilarious that we finally have our full offense in, what, week, like, 14? But, you know, whatever. Just give me a good game, and I think we can maybe not blow out the Vikings, but I expect us to win by at least, you know, six points.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I said I want to see them put up 30. Last year, they were one of the most exciting offenses in football. I think they were averaging like 29.9 points per game. I want to see Jaden throw three touchdown passes. Let's see the team run for 100 yards. Let's score 30.
But, you know, I do think that some of the younger guys are producing. Like, I think, you know, Josh Connerly Jr. had a pretty bad rap at the beginning of the season. People thought it was already a bust, you know, his first way through the year. I don't know how we can grade offensive linemen. I don't think fans are good at grading offensive linemen to begin with.
Yeah.
But I think in the last couple of weeks, he's definitely been stepping up, and specifically in that Broncos game. I mean, I remember one penalty late where Terry scored a touchdown, and it was definitely on Josh Connerly. But, you know, the Broncos are the best defense, so I'll take it with great salt.
Yeah, good call, Kevin. Appreciate you chiming in. Phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. We'll bring on Michael Phillips for a guest segment. MP on the mic can be heard Monday through Friday from 10 to 12 noon on the Odyssey app. He joins us next. And we'll get back to your phone calls. 1-800-636-1067. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.